Hi, everyone. Today, we welcome the Tennessee Valley Authority back to the Ethicast to discuss their continued campaign of ethics and compliance best practices as the original ESG company. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. In 2022, the Tennessee Valley Authority, a self-funding corporate agency of the United States that provides electricity for nearly 10 million people across seven southeastern states, became the first federal agency to earn the Compliance Leader Verification recognition from Ethisphere, validating TVA's government-leading efforts to build a transparent organization with a best-in-class ethics and compliance program. Since then, TVA has continued to develop and advance its program, exemplifying best practices in ethics, compliance, and business integrity as an organization with a unique marketplace mandate and one that lives and breathes the most fundamental tenets of ESG. With us today to discuss some of the practices that sets TVA apart as a leader in the E&C space are David Fountain and Jennifer Grace. David is Executive Vice President and General Counsel and serves as TVA's Chief Legal Officer for Enterprise Matters. He also provides counsel to the Board of Directors and, as TVA's designated agency ethics official, is responsible for promoting an ethical performance culture across TVA. Jennifer leads TVA's Employment Law and Ethics and Compliance team, and prior to that, she served as TVA's Director of the Employment Law Group. David and Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's really a privilege to be asked back here on the Ethicast. We look forward to our conversation here this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So my first question is for you both, David and Jennifer. Ethics and compliance programs are always in a state of evolution, and it's been a little while since we last spoke with you on the program. So I'd be curious to know if you could speak about what your team has accomplished since then.
I'll be certainly glad to, Bill. You know, we're very, very pleased to be the very first federal agency to achieve Ethisphere's Challenging Compliance Leader Verification designation back in 2022. And we're pleased to be the very first federal agency now to achieve that designation back to back. We just received the second designation again, and we appreciate Ethisphere's challenges to TVA to help us continuously improve our ethics and compliance program. So to address your question though, you know, what we focused on in the past year or more since we last spoke was automating processes for managing TVA's policies and procedures as one. So, you know, after review of external benchmarking data, assessment of TVA's current practices and feedback, we found that an enhanced automated system would save time and help employees find and retrieve policy and procedure information that they need to do their jobs. Our new policy and procedure processes automatically manage documents throughout all stages of the policy lifecycle, and they easily create and automate the processes for reviewing, approving, and revising policies and procedures. So it provides a centralized location to ensure that everyone in the organization is accessing the most recent policies and procedures, the ones that have been kept up to date. And then we also maintain an archive of previous versions as well. So I think an important part of that focus of the initiative on automating our processes is that it allows customizable workflows so that document creation goes through a consistent process of review and approval. And a good example of this is how we've automated processes for disclosing potential conflicts of interest. And this is very important for all federal agencies. But at TVA, we did some benchmarking and revealed that we needed to invest in conflict of interest technology since we were too reliant on manual processes that limited the ethics compliance team that Jennifer manages, and limited that team's ability to track and trend effectively across the business. So the ethics compliance team here at TVA delivered a simplified and streamlined solution that allows TVA to gather, track, and analyze all those disclosures around potential conflicts of interest. So it enabled the easier completion of disclosure form, but also routes the workflow and facilitates more efficient sharing of data. Then the final thing I'll touch on is how we published an electronic dashboard highlighting ethics data. And we really needed a platform to analyze the ethics compliance data from all sources. And this data helps provide real-time, informed, data-driven decision-making, which is very important to all of us in the ethics compliance space. So it saved a fair amount of time and resources. It's easily accessible and easy to understand. And it's something that we've been able to share with all the employees. So those are just some of the initiatives that we focused on since we last spoke. But another important topic for TVA has been our focus on training on trade control laws and regulations. So I'll ask Jennifer just to speak a little bit about that.
Sure. Thanks, David. So, you know, prior to 2023, our trade control compliance program was deficient. We were vulnerable in this space. And so, you know, for those couple of years, we were focused on standing up the program, making sure that it was best in class. And then over the last year, we decided that we were going to focus on training and then sustaining that best in class program. And so, you know, TVA is working to build the energy system of the future. Many of our colleagues are working with foreign entities to advance clean energy technology. If you think of things like new nuclear design or other innovations that have national security implications. And so the trade control laws and regulations are, not new to TVA, but they're very important for that type of work. And many of our employees are not familiar with them, or they forget that those apply to any transmission of information or goods to foreign entities and persons. And so we, you know, need to make sure that we're working in compliance with those laws and regulations. And so to help prepare for that, prepare for those types of interactions that may be occurring, we now offer an educational training module on the federal trade control laws to business unit leaders, employees, interns, and contractors to help strengthen awareness of that program. We've also got a few other things that I'd like to mention as well that we've been working on. We also implemented a mobile and web-based intake for reporting ethics concerns. So previously, we didn't have a way for employees to make a concern anonymously. And so we implemented this new web-based intake, or you can scan a QR code to be brought to our system. And that now allows for an anonymous option. It's given our employees confidence to be able to submit those reports anonymously, helps avoid retaliation. They also, our employees feel more valued and heard because this was an option that they were looking for. And it encourages feedback and transparency. And so at the end of the day, it makes our employees more likely to report concerns, which is really what we're looking for. And then lastly, I'll just touch on some focus groups that we had over this last year. And so we wanted to gain individual perspectives from our employees regarding the tools and the resources that we currently offer in ethics and compliance. We wanted to get feedback, what works, what doesn't, how can we better communicate awareness of the ethics and compliance program across our organization. And so we had representatives from all of our strategic business units. We specifically focused on communication and awareness with the operations side of the house, as those employees are not always in front of a computer and have easy access to the information that we make available. And so we were looking for feedback on how we could better communicate to them. And so we're now taking the information from that focus group to work on future plans.
What strategic initiatives do you have planned for the year ahead?
That's a great question, Bill, and you're exactly right. There is no finish line here when it comes to ethics and compliance. And TVA is a continuous improvement organization in all aspects of our work. So we really want to continuously improve the initiatives that we put in place over the past few years. We want to implement some formal processes to monitor retaliation, for example. We want to enhance our conflicts of interest process to include gifts and hospitality. That's one of the areas where we tend to see more activity. And then in this election year, it's going to be important for us to provide communication and raise awareness throughout 2024 on political activities and Hatch Act compliance that apply to all federal agencies, and that includes all 10,000 employees at TVA. Then we want to continue to enhance our communication at the sites and in the field in particular. And as Jennifer mentioned, one of the ways we're working to do that is through our ethics compliance focus group. We also have our ethics culture survey that'll be coming up later this year, and that will help inform where we focus our continuous improvement opportunities going forward in future years.
TVA has been described as the original ESG company, which is a tag I just love. But since we last spoke with you on the Ethicast, there's been substantial pushback out in the world against ESG as a concept. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that, given your extensive history in this space and your perspective. And the big question I really have is, is ESG something that every company should operationalize into their daily business?
Well, that's a great, great question, Bill. And it's one that I think is an important question for all of us to focus on. In the face of new and anticipated challenges, whether it's from cybersecurity threats or extreme weather that we deal with here in the utility industry quite a bit, to political and regulatory uncertainties, I think accountability and transparency are more important than ever. When TVA was founded in 1933, we were statutorily committed by the TVA Act to improve the quality of life for our neighbors and communities in the Tennessee region and the six surrounding states, the portions of those six states that we serve. 10 million people depend on TVA every day for providing affordable, reliable energy, protecting the environment, enabling economic development to make the region a better place. So for our 10,000 employees who serve across our seven state region, these are all points of pride. Our sustainability work is really focused in four areas. One, on economic impact, partnering to build the region's clean energy economy and providing affordable, reliable energy. The second is on the environment, stewarding the region's natural resources, including protecting the unique biodiversity that we have in our region. We're the most biodiverse region in North America. So it's important to be a transformational leader in the work that we're doing in this space, as to be environmental stewards of not only the 652-mile Tennessee River that TVA manages, but also nearly 300,000 acres of federal lands. And then, we've got an important element around social responsibility, serving the people and the communities throughout the region and being a champion for inclusion everywhere, not just at TVA, but throughout our service territory. And then finally, governance. And this is the point that's especially important around driving progress through accountability and transparency that I started out with. So we're really excited about, the opportunity ahead. We've been a leader in carbon reduction, but we know that there's more to do there. We already operate one of the nation's largest, most diverse, and cleanest energy systems. And more than half of our energy supply came last year from clean, carbon-free energy sources. And we've reduced our carbon emission intensity by about 50% since 2005. So, we want to continue to build on our long history of environmental stewardship. And that's just some of the ways that we're doing it. I will say that we've got a particular focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. Just recently, we released our most recent DEI A report, which is essential, not just the report, but the focus in this area is really essential to building a sustainable future for TVA. Our diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility focus really strengthens our talent pipeline, helps support our strategic priority of having a people advantage, being a destination for difference makers, and it creates a healthier work environment for all of our employees while making life better for the people of the region. It's also integral to how TVA does business. Just like integrity is one of our four core values, along with safety, service, and inclusion. TVA maintains high ethical standards, and we've got a commitment to transparency and engagement with all of our stakeholders. TVA's governance structure provides the oversight and a perspective necessary to manage risk, drive progress, and maintain the trust that's at the heart of fulfilling TVA's mission of service.
Jennifer, how does culture play into your ethics and compliance strategy? And more broadly, how does a culture of integrity drive, empower, or amplify TVA's enterprise-wide strategic initiatives?
Well, as David just mentioned, TVA has four core values: safety, integrity, inclusion, and service. And so that is really at the heart of what we do every day. And so that creates a culture of opportunity for individuals and their families, not only who work for us, but who are out in the communities, community partnerships, environmental stewardship, economic growth. We have a long history of achievement here at TVA. And as David mentioned, last year we celebrated our 90th anniversary. And throughout that long and accomplished history, I think there's been one thing that has been consistent the entire time, and that is our employees' dedication to the people of the Tennessee Valley region. Our employees bring a very diverse culture to TVA, and that really sets us apart, I think, from other companies. They also bring a very deep passion for service and a sense of community to their roles each and every day. And so all of us are working together to ensure that we have a reliable, sustainable energy system for the future. And in doing that, our leadership also, you know, integrates that culture of integrity into how we plan our business and how we strategize to make sure we're building sustainability. And they support integrating ethics and compliance objectives and metrics into the business planning that they're doing that helps to drive that strategy.
Jennifer, what would it take for another organization to replicate the kind of success that your team has had with moving the needle on ethics, compliance, and culture within TVA?
Well, first, I would say apply for that compliance leader verification to enhance your ethics and compliance program and generate trust amongst your stakeholders. Don't just do it for the recognition. Really do it to enhance your program. And then you need engagement from the executive level. I think that is so important. And we have a great example of that, you know, right here in David Fountain here at TVA, who has championed our program and this process for the last several years. You need engagement throughout your organization. So you've got to get your employees on board with your program. And so how do you do that? You need to have good communication and awareness training. Your employees need to be aware of your program and how they can support it and, you know, communicate that throughout the organization. You want to have a good strategy for your ethics and compliance initiatives that really drives your performance in your program. And understand that it's going to take time, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint to have a best-in-class program. And then most importantly, I think, make sure that you can sustain that progress, right? So I think, you know, it might be easy for any organization to perform really well for a short period of time, but it's the ability to sustain that, you know, over months and years and keep it at that level that is most important.
David, every year we see surveys that suggest a declining sense of trust in large institutions. As a company with such a unique history and operating model, how do you view the impact of recognitions like TVA's compliance leader verification?
Well, you know, Bill, I think for every large institution, generating trust among employees and stakeholders is really, really critical to success, especially sustainable success. And TVA, as the largest public power provider in the nation, has a lot of stakeholders. And so it's very critical for TVA and for our stakeholders to have trust and confidence, not only in the people and the messaging, but in the culture here at TVA. And so, you know, the way that we try and achieve that is to ensure that, you know, we're using appropriate benchmarking and applying, you know, best in class practices and benefiting from the lessons learned from others. That's one of the reasons why we look forward to seeing these Ethicast interviews when they're published, because we're able to learn from others, along with the Global Ethics Summit as well every year. So I think, you know, building a transparent organization with a best-in-class ethics and compliance program is really foundational these days to sustainable success. It supports that stakeholder confidence in our effectiveness, our integrity, and our ethics program is so important to that. You know, their trust puts us in a better position to go execute on this unique mission that TVA has been delivering on now for over 90 years. And it validates our efforts to build an organization that's transparent and operates with the highest standards of excellence in everything that we do. I really believe that a robust ethical culture is the foundation of successful business. Companies with strong ethical cultures benefit from increased levels of support from high-performing employees and external stakeholders. As a result, these same organizations often receive an ethics premium, if you will, in the form of long-term financial performance.
David and Jennifer, I'm always excited to learn about what's new at TVA. You've got such a great program there, and it's terrific to see how you keep advancing what excellent looks like within your organization. So thank you so much for joining us. And also, thank you for doing everything you do to make life so much better for all of your customers and stakeholders.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. It's such a privilege to be back on the Ethicast with you. And we look forward to continuing the work at TVA and watching those who are also active in this space so that we can apply their best practices while we at TVA continue to deliver on our unique mission of service.
thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate having the opportunity to highlight our program and talk about what we do.
For the latest news and developments around David and Jennifer's work, visit TVA.com. And to learn more about Ethisphere's Compliance Leader Verification Program, please visit ethisphere.com/solutions. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.